Ja'far ibn Abi Talib was the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the older brother of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He was also known as Abu al-Masakin, or the father of the needy, because he would always take time to sit with the needy, see what their problems were and resolve them. But who was this great personality of Islam? According to Shia narrations, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib was the second man to accept Islam after his brother Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi. The narrations state that Ja'far and Abu Talib were walking through the areas of Mecca when they came across Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, who was praying, and Amir al-Mu'mineen was praying to his right. Abu Talib here told his son Ja'far to go and stand and pray on the left side of his cousin. Just imagine, on the right side of the Prophet, Imam Ali alayhi salam prayed, while on the left side, Ja'far al-Tayyar would pray behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said about Ja'far, "The people have been made from various branches, but me and Ja'far are like one branch, and we were created from one soil." It is also mentioned that he looked and behaved so similarly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, that when he would walk in the streets, the people would mistake him for Rasulullah, and they would say to him, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah." But then Ja'far would tell them, "No, I'm not Rasulullah, I am Ja'far." 5 years after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was appointed as the Divine Prophet, the mushrikeen of Quraysh had spared the Muslims no quarter, slaughtering and torturing the Muslims however they could in order to get them to leave this glorious religion. You might already know that before the migration to Medina, there was already one migration, and that was to Abyssinia, which is currently Ethiopia, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi had heard that there was a just Christian king named Najashi. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi sent a group of Muslims to go and seek asylum under this just king. And he gave the leadership of this group to none other than Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. However, the polytheists were so hell-bent on crushing the spirit of the Muslims that they went all the way to Abyssinia just to bribe the king with a few gifts and bring the Muslims back. This is where Ja'far plays perhaps one of his biggest roles in Islam, acting as essentially the spokesperson of Islam. He tells the king that whatever he says now are the words of the Prophet himself. And he tells him that the Prophet came in order to do away with idolatry, usury, oppression and bloodshed, while advising them towards good, charity, prayer and fasting. Najashi was pleased with what he heard, but he had just one more question from Ja'far. "Do you have anything from your Prophet which he claims to have brought from God?" At this moment, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib starts to recite the beautiful verses of Surah Al-Maryam, which describes the lofty status of Prophet Isa and Lady Maryam in Islam. Najashi, who was a devout Christian, began to shed tears profusely. Once he heard these words from Ja'far, he banished the polytheists from Abyssinia, allowing the Muslims to live under complete safety. Quick side note on the just King Najashi. By the grace of Allah, he ended up converting to the holy religion of Islam. And he boarded a boat in order to go and meet the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. But unfortunately, he passed away en route. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi prayed over his body. Now let's fast forward around 14 years. The Muslimin have established themselves in Medina, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi is returning to the city with everyone cheering, as news had spread of their victory in Khaybar and the heroics of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. But what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi found when he returned to Medina made him 10 times more joyful. As he re-entered the city, he was met with the shining face of Ja'far al-Tayyar. When the Holy Prophet saw Ja'far, he embraced him, kissed him on the forehead and exclaimed, "By Allah, I don't know which one I rejoice for more, the return of Ja'far or the conquest of Khaybar." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi taught him and gifted him a prayer that is now known as Salat Ja'far al-Tayyar. 2 years later, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi sent a messenger to the king of Busra, a small town in the Levant, inviting him to Islam. When the man carrying the letter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi reached the town of Mu'ta, he stopped to rest, but he was martyred by the tyrannical ruler of that region. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi heard this news, he was infuriated and he ordered a general mobilization. In no time, a large army was gathered, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi sent them to battle under the command of none other than Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. In this battle, known as the Battle of Mu'ta, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib very soon found himself surrounded by the enemy. When Ja'far ibn Abi Talib saw this, he dismounted his horse, holding the banner of Islam steadfast in his hand. When one individual came and struck his right arm, severing it, but he continued to fight bravely until another individual came and struck his left, severing his left arm. And thus, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, this great personality of Islam, achieved the lofty status of martyrdom. He is known as Ja'far al-Tayyar, as there is a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, who says that one night he entered into heaven and he witnessed Ja'far al-Tayyar flying with his two wings with the angels. So now we know who Ja'far al-Tayyar was, how he lived, and how he left this world. And remember, if we want to leave this world a martyr, we must first live in this world as a martyr, wherever you are.